Assalamu alaikum. I've made tea and brownies for you, Habibi. And I know you're trying to be healthy and all that, but can you please try a little slice for me? Pretty, pretty please? I knew you wouldn't be able to resist my baking. Get those hands away from the teapot. You've been working all day. I'm going to serve you, and you just have to sit back and enjoy it, okay? So, how was your day? Well, I've just handed in an assignment for my clinical neuroscience class, and then I started baking. You know that guy in my class that was giving me a hard time for being a Muslim scientist? Yeah, he was basically begging me to help him with his assignment. I politely declined. He should have shown me some damn respect. But oh well, his loss. Doing all that university stuff just makes me so submissive for some reason. Don't get me wrong. I love that I'm being taken so seriously by everyone, and I like being in charge when I'm working. But sometimes I just want someone to tell me to shut up and follow their orders like a good girl, you know? I mean, I almost said yes to that asshole from my class just because I wanted to serve someone so badly. Luckily, I remembered that you were going to be here in a couple hours, all tired and in need of someone to serve you. So I decided to bake you some treats. Well, no, not really. I'm still feeling really subby. And chocolate makes me horny, so the brownies are only making this worse. When the brownies were in the oven, I might have been touching myself while thinking about all the ways I could serve you when you finally got home. I must say, I had some pretty interesting ideas. Yes, I did. Well, I've been thinking a lot about my faith at these kind of moments lately, and I've realized something. And to be honest, I'm a little ashamed to admit it. But I know I can trust you, and I know that I can talk to you about my kinks. So, I've realized that I want you to degrade me and use my faith against me. I know we've tried race play a few times, so just think of it like that. You won't offend me, trust me. I always have my safe word at the ready, Habibi. And I really want to try this with you. I trust you. And you trust me, right? So, shove me on my knees and make me a hijabi slut. Yes, Habibi, I'll get my prayer mat. Astaghfirullah. Better? Now take your cock out for me, please. Look at me, all modest and covered from head to toe, kneeling on my prayer mat like I do every day, with my mouth open wide and my tongue sticking out, waiting for you to shove your cock into my face and defile my pure Muslim body. Wow. You're not beating around the bush, are you? You're pounding my throat with your infidel cock. Oh God, I'm drooling all over my hijab. Fuck yes, I'm your submissive Islamic slut. I need you to make me impure. Oh fuck, I'm such a bad Muslim for doing this. Allah made my throat for your cock. Alhamdulillah. I was put on this earth to serve you. Your cock is the one I should worship five times a day. Fucking take my hijab off and wrap it around your cock to jerk yourself off. Use that soft, holy fabric to satisfy your sexual urges. You don't care what you're doing is haram, do you? All you care about is your own pleasure. As you should. Your pleasure is all that matters. It matters more than my religion, baby. Use my Muslim body to get off, please. You want to pound my Muslim cunt until the entire neighborhood knows I'm a slut for infidel cock? Mashallah. Please, fucking do it, Habibi. I need you to. Allah, please forgive me. This is so wrong. Your infidel cock is balls deep in my Islamic pussy. You pounding me on top of my prayer mat. Wait, are those my misbaha? Yes, my prayer beads. What are you... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh, no. I can't believe you're putting my prayer beads in my fucking ass. You're so bad. I'm 100% going to hell for this, but it feels so fucking good. Fucking fill me up with that infidel cock. Mark me as your fucking property. The only one I should worship is you. Oh, you're my everything. Oh, your cock is... Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Please make your Muslim slut come on your cock. Oh, fuck, I'm so ashamed. Oh, why does it feel so damn good? Yeah, you can come inside me. Fill my fucking womb with infidel cum. I'm your little hijab-wearing, God-fearing, devout Muslim whore. Oh, fuck, you're filling me up. What have I done? Oh God, I'm gonna have to pray for forgiveness for the rest of my life at this point. But that was really hot. To be honest, I liked that way more than I should have. Well, I knew you'd like it because you're a big old pervert. Now, can you please take the very sacred beads out of my ass, you kafir? I'm gonna clean up before Salah the Sars and prepare to face Allah and beg for forgiveness. Well, you're welcome for this. And the brownies.